Titans fans, Corner Pub is the place to check out the game with locations in Bellevue, Brentwood, or downtown and great beer specials, including $1 off of Yazoo and Happ & Harry's draft beers, plus Happ & Harry's bucket specials. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from the Corner Pub downtown location this Sunday. Join ESPN 102.5 The Game from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. prior to the Titans taking on Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans. The NFL pregame show features Jared Stillman, Floyd Reese, and former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, and is brought to you by Wholesale Inc., powered by Rumble On and Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota dealers. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Rode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are efforting to get Drake Hills from the Tennessean on to chat a little Nashville SC. But in the meantime, Joe, a lot of reaction coming in on the Titans. Titans fans are excited about this win last night. I mean,
they should be.
There's a lot of excitement going on just based off of, you know, what the expectations were heading into this season. But Jonathan texts in on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What are your thoughts of the excitement level from last night compared to the Ravens' playoff win last year? I think the Ravens' playoff win, a little bit different circumstance, but certainly, like, given what the expectations were heading into last night's game, I think from a lot of people, to win that game the way they did, there's a ton of excitement going on right now.
Yeah, I don't think you can compare, like, the excitement of, like, playoff wins to something like this. The game that this made me think of, and we talked about before, and I still think so, is the Texans game 2018. You know, that's where they were just crazy out of hand, shorthanded, and won that game. And that was a coaching situation for Vrabel. That was, you know, his first huge win. It was the second game of his tenure. I think there's excitement, but yeah, like those playoff wins, I mean, that put them in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. But still a great reason to be excited last night. 4-0, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. We'll see if they can continue that momentum this weekend when they host the Houston Texans. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good buddy Drake Hills from the Tennessean, covers Nashville SC. Drake, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Yo, man, top of the morning to you. What's going on, guys?
So, Drake, I see that on Twitter you're a big candy corn guy. You're a guy that's a very controversial take. I am not. I hate candy corn. You got to defend your stance here.
Robbie's been just waiting
to
get at you, Drake.
I've been waiting all show.
Yo, all show, man. This is the first line for me? The first one.
Right into the candy corn.
I couldn't
Drake.
Hold it in any longer.
Candy corn is a holiday special, guys. I mean, we're talking about a candy that it's small in consumption. You're only going to have it one time a year. And listen, I mean, it's just a little bit of sugar. I mean, I'm not saying it's the best. I'm not saying it's even near the top. I'm just saying it's not the worst. That was my whole thing. It's not the worst. That's all I'm saying.
Well, okay, I'll kind of split the difference here. I have a strong candy corn take, which is I don't like it unless it is in a bowl with peanuts, and then I could eat that all day long. Candy corn mixed with peanuts is outstanding.
Never heard that take before, ever.
Have you ever eaten that before?
No.
Try it, man.
I wouldn't try it. I wouldn't try it.
You wouldn't try that?
Because my mind immediately goes to popcorn.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, the salty sweet thing, you know?
Exactly. That sweet and salt. I'd rather go with another type of candy. I mean, you've got those kind of caramel, you know, chew. You want to go with some Rolos or something like that. You want to put that in. You don't put that in your popcorn or your peanuts. You do that, but because candy corn, I mean, think about it. I mean, it really doesn't have like a necessary, you know, super sweet or kind of like a chocolatey. Or it's kind of just in the middle there. It's just pure sugar.
That's a good point. I mean, we are at the time of the year where candy corn gets debated all the time. So, Drake, I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm glad you were able to defend your stance there. Drake Hills from the Tennessean on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Drake, a tough loss for Nashville SC the other night to Sporting Kansas City. What stands out to you right now about where Nashville SC is on the pitch?
Well, we're no longer seeing Nashville SC in this introductory phase, you know, being a little bit fragmented on the field, the lack of cohesion or the lack of chemistry between players, especially if you look at, you know, guys like whether it be Hani Mukhtar, Randall Leal, and, you know, whoever else is on the wing, you're starting to see some understanding between those guys up front and the attackers. And Of course, you know, it's what's come to be a very solidified midfield with Anibal Godoy and Dax McCarty. You know, however, if you just take a look at the collective going up against, you know, really recently some of the top teams, at least at home in MLS, you're going up against probably one of the toughest teams at home to play in Sporting Kansas City. Obviously, they've been gunning for the top spot in the top Western Conference, you know, for the past couple of weeks. So you're looking at a really tough Sporting Kansas City side, and it's somewhat bad timing. And it was interesting that you asked this question because, you know, I asked Gary Smith this question going up against DC United September 23rd. That was a win for them at home at Nissan Stadium. And, you know, I just said, is it a matter of Nashua SC being in a good situation in personnel-wise? And then on top of that, DC United, you know, they're out with one of their best players, Paul Areola, who is out with an ACL. They lost another player a couple of weeks before that. And then they also, really the only healthy attacker was Ola Kamara. So they were in the same situations Nashua SC are in now. They're very thin in attack. They are having, you know, suspensions due to yellow card accumulation. They're just in this struggle bus situation where, you know, they're trying to get guys healthy, and then on top of that, they're going up against some top teams, and they're going on the road as well. So, you know, I think that's where Nashua SC are in now. It's not necessarily that they're playing bad. It's just that they're going up against top teams who, you know, they're not going to make big mistakes so that, you know, they can get beat like Sporting Kansas City. But on top of that, you know, Nashua SC, all they have is Abu Danladi, who is their, you know, one of their only attackers who they picked up in the expansion draft back in November. They are without fan favorite Daniel Rios. Dominic Baggi is still trying to, you know, figure out it looks like a hamstring injury. And then on top of that, David Akam has been out for quite a while. So, you know, most of your attackers are gone. And, you know, it's just a matter of Nashua SC trying to, you know, pick themselves up by their own bootstraps, but also hopefully, you know, that these injuries can go away soon, because, you know, October, the rest of this month, is going to be tough for them to pick up points.
Yeah, for a team that already, of course, we've talked a lot about this, but, you know, struggling to finish at times, even with some of those guys available. So how does that set up for this game tonight at the Houston Dynamo, 7 o'clock, ESPN 94.9? How tough of a situation are they in heading into this match?
That's right. I mean, it certainly is a tough situation because, you know, think about it. You went to Sporting Kansas City, as we just talked about, on Sunday. You know, here we are in a tight window. You get back early, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning on Monday. And then, you know, you have a regeneration session on Monday. You have a full session yesterday. And here we are, you know, they're probably getting ready to load up the plane now and going to Houston. And, you know, Houston is certainly not an easy place to play either, especially with the top players that they have. So Nashua SC certainly is in a tough situation, although Houston, you know, where they sit in the Western Conference is not necessarily, you know, daunting at all. You know, they're still struggling to get into the playoff spot. They're kind of towards the bottom of the Western Conference. However, they've had some pretty, you know, they've shown that they can, you know, they beat Sporting Kansas City at home. They beat Minnesota United at home. Those are two teams that, you know, Nashua SC drew and lost against. So Houston Dynamo, they show that they can beat teams at home regardless of, you know, how good they are. So it certainly is going to be a struggle. But obviously, as we've seen, you know, Nashua SC can go on the road and still get a draw and still be competitive. So we'll just have to wait and see how they line up. And obviously, we haven't really talked much about this. I think the last time I talked with both of you guys, you know, Yonder Cadiz was not a part of the conversation. And we're just going to have to see what the situation with him is. I'm asking Gary Smith after the game Sunday. He is available, the designated player who signed early in September out of Portugal, the Venezuelan striker who is on loan from Benfica, which is one of the top teams in Europe. He is available. He's been training since about Thursday of last week, and we'll see. Does he make the squad? Does he at least travel now that, you know, Abu Danladi started, obviously, got a lot of minutes Sunday we'll see if Yonder Cadiz is involved. This would be ideal, right, with just the quick turnaround. So that's another thing to keep in mind.
Drake, we've had a lot of people on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com text in and defend your take on candy corn. So
really?
Yeah, a lot of people.
No candy corn hate?
Hey,
not much.
All of them. All of them. Yeah. I appreciate your support because I know each and every one of you understand the situation here because you know that the candy corn slander cannot be tolerated. You simply can't.
I'll do my best to correct that as we move forward. Drake Hills from the Tennessean has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Hey, Drake, thanks for taking time to join us, man. We appreciate it.
You guys take care.
Absolutely. Thanks, Drake. Had somebody text in and say, you know, that like the candy corn peanut combination is essentially like a payday bar.
Yes.
I can get behind that.
It's exactly what it is.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's great. No, it's. Do you ever have the Take Five bar?
Yeah.
Or even like I love, you know, ice cream sundaes with peanuts. I have to have peanuts. Like the salt and sweet combo.
Big fan.
I hate candy corn alone, but with peanuts, you know, you put a huge bowl in front of me.
Maybe I'll have to try your candy corn peanut combination. I can't do it by themselves, but maybe this is different.
Keep changing the world on this show.
When we come back, it's time once again, as it is every Wednesday at 8:45, for the award-winning The Choice Is Yours segment, and I've tossed a little Titans flair on it this time as well. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.